This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We continue Masechta Yevamos. Tonight's Vlad is Daf Yud Ches. So the Gemara said on the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Aleh Amud Beis, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shemeres Yavim Shemesa Shemeres Yavim that dies, a woman who's waiting to do Yibam that dies, Aser Be'ima. So if this woman who is waiting in Yibam dies, you cannot marry her mother. Now, why wouldn't you be able to marry her mother? But you didn't formalize any relationship with her. Why should you not be able to marry her mother? So the Gemara says, it's a raya, alma kasavar yesh zika. It's a raya that he holds, yesh zika. Says the Gemara, v'leima halacha kedivya omer yesh zika. So then why didn't Rabbi Yehuda just say that the halacha is in accordance with the opinion that holds yesh zika? Says the Gemara, I have a amar hachi. If he would have said this, hava amina, I would have thought, hani mili b'chad. When do we say yesh zika? That's only when a yavama falls to one yavam, aval betray, but if she falls to two yavamim, so now the zika is diffused, then I would say, ain zika. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shemeres Yavam Shemesa Aser Be'ima, even when there are two Yevamin. Says Gemara V'haki Pligi Betray Pligi, but the Machloikis of Yesh Zika or Ein Zika is talking about a situation of two Yevamin. Because what's the scenario? It's a Mishnah Mem Aleph. It says a Shemeres Yavam, a woman waiting for the Yavam, that the brother married her sister, married the sister of the Yavama, and now the Yibum is Chal on the brother. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says, we say to the one who married the sister of the Yavama, don't do Nisuin, because she's Achos Kukasai. So that implies there's Yesh Zika, even by two Yavamin. So why would we think Rabbi Yehuda only said it by one, but the din of yesh zika is even by two? So the Gemara says as follows: I ela I amar hachi. If Rabbi Yehuda would have just said halacha kedivrei ha'omer yesh zika hava amina mechayim, I would think that's only when they're alive. But let's say the woman who you're zakuk to dies, I would think then you could marry her mother. Avalachar Misa, but let's say Shemeres Yavam, and then she dies, I would think you can marry her mother. It's only when the Yavama is alive that Yesh Zika, but maybe after the Yavama dies, the Zika is Paka. Kamash Malan, the Zika Bechdilai Paka. The Chiddush is Zika is not Paka by itself. In other words, if a woman falls to you and then she dies, she is still zakuk to you. You didn't do anything to terminate that zika, and you are usher to her mother. Okay, the Gemara continues. Lema Masayele. Let's bring support to Rabbi Yehuda. Yevimtoi Shemesa. If a Yevama dies, Mutar Ba'achoysa, you're allowed to marry her sister. But that's Mashem Ba'achoysa in Be'imala. You can marry her sister, because even when a person's wife dies, you can marry her sister. But you can't marry her mother. In your mother, yeah, in her sister, yes, but not in her mother. Says Gemara, Hu adin da filu b'ima. The truth is, you're allowed to marry the mother because ain't zika. So why didn't it say a bigger chiddush that yevimta shemesa, you can marry the mother? V'aydi detana reisha, and to be symmetrical, since the reisha said that if your wife dies, you can marry the sister, dafka ba'achoysa, only the sister, avol b'imaloi, but not the mother. Dehavile isura dairaisa, because to marry the mother is an isura dairaisa. So tani nami seifa mutar ba'achoysa. So it taught in the seifa that you can marry the sister of Yavama if she dies, but the truth is that you could have married the mother also, because of ein zika, it's not a raya yesh zika. The Gemara continues. Masav Rav Huna Bar Chiya. Rav Huna Bar Chiya asked, Asa ba mamar. This is a question from our Mishnah. You know the case over here, Reuven was married to a woman, and then Reuven died. And then after Reuven died, Levi was born. And Shimon did Maimer to the Yavama, to the Eshazach of Shalihai by Lama of Levi. And Shimon had another wife. So the halach is to the Eshazach of Shalihai by Lama is Aser to Shimon, and that Sarah Chayletzes V'loi Misyabemes. Masav Rav Huna Barchia Asaba Maimer. If you did Maimer, Umeis. Shnia Chayletzes V'loi Misyabemes. If you did Maimer and died, the second one, you do chalitza and you don't do yibam. Frek the Gemara, why? Taima David ba Maimer. The reason why you can't do yibam to the tzara is because Shimon did Maimer to the Eshesachar Shabbai Lamai. Haloi ava ba Maimer, and if he wouldn't have done Maimer, Shnia nami yivumi miyama. That the implication is if he wouldn't have done Maimer, then you could do yibam to the tzara because it's not a tzara serva because Shimon had no relation with the Yeshazach Sholai Hayavai Lamai. The Amrit Yesh Zika, and if you're going to say Yesh Zika, Havyala Tsaras Yeshazach Sholai Hayavai Lamai Bezika, and if you're going to say Yesh Zika, then even if Shimon didn't do a Maimer, the Tsara of the Yeshazach Sholai Lamai is Tsaras Yeshazach Sholai Hayavai Lamai Maimer Bezika. In other words, why does the Mishnah say Shimon did Maimer to the Eshazach Shalai Hayavai Lamai? Even if Shimon did not do Maimer to the Eshazach Shalai Lamai, but the woman fell to Shimon, so that's got to create some bond. And therefore the Tsara should be Tsaras Eshazach Shalai Hayavai Lamai Bezika. So clearly we hold Ein Zika. Because if Yesh Zika, then you would not be able to do Yibam to the Tsara, even if Shimon did not do Maimer to her. Amar Rabba, Rabba said, really, Yesh Zika. And who adin da'afagav deloy avad ba'maimer? Really, even if Shimon didn't do Maimer, the halacha would be, you can't do Yibam to the Tzara because it's Tzara's Eshesach of Shalei Ba'ilamai. Bezika. So why did the Mishnah say you did Maimer? Da'afagav deloy avad ba'maimer, shnia mechutz chalitza, you do chalitza, yivumi la miyama. Vaha diktani, and that which it says, Maimar, that he did Maimar, la'afuke mi Beis Shammai, to exclude Beis Shammai. Da Amri, who says, Maimar koine kinyan gamor, to exclude Beis Shammai, who says, that Maimar is koine a complete kinyan. Kamash malon, meaning according to Beis Shammai, Maimar is a complete kinyan. And if it's a complete kinyan, then you don't even have to do chalitza to the tzara, because it's a tzara serva. So therefore, the Mishnah said you did maimer, not to imply that if you wouldn't have done maimer, you would have been able to do yibam. You wouldn't have been able to do yibam, because yesh zika. The reason the Mishnah said he did maimer is to teach that we don't hold like Beis Shammai, that maimer is not a full-fledged kinyan. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, okay. Esei Abaye. Abaye asks the following question. Shnei Achin Ba'olam. Two brothers in the world. Abaye asks the following question. There are two brothers in the world. Ba'olam Echad, in one world. That's always convenient when two people are in the same world. That always makes things a lot easier. But you have two brothers in one world. And one of them died without children. And the second guy, we'll call him Shimon, he got up to do Maimer to his Yivama. He didn't get a chance to do Maimer. He didn't get a chance to do Maimer until Levi was born. So now Levi to Eishas Ruvain is Eishavach of Shalai Bai Lamai. Umeis, and now Shimon died. And Shimon had another wife. So Harishaino Yoitzim Yishmeishach Shalai Lamai. The first lady that Shimon was married to is Eishavach of Shalai Bai Lamai. Ushnia, and the second wife, Oichailatzis Oimis Yabemes. You could do either Chalitza or Yibam. The reason why is because she was never married to Shimon. Shimon was only married to Shprinsa, when Shimon died, Levi was around. And therefore, we say as follows. Shimon Shimon was never married to the Eishes Achash Shalai Hai Bai Lamai. So you're allowed to do Yibam or Chalitza to Shimon's other wife. But to the Eishes Achash Shalai Bai Lamai, obviously you can't. Frek the Gemara V'yamrit Yeish Zika, Havilei Tzar, Eishes Achash Shalai Bai Lamai, B'zika. What's going on over here? Even though Shimon didn't get a chance to do Maimer, but this woman, Eishes Ruvain, was Zokok to Shimon, and therefore Shimon's other wife was Saras Eishes Achash Shalai Bai Lamai, B'zika. Says the Gemara, this is not a problem. Why? Because it's our favorite Tana. Hamani, Reb Meir Hida Amar Ein Zika. You know, really, Yesh Zika. Aye, this Brisa holds Ein Zika. What's the problem? This Brisa is Reb Meir. It's Reb Meir. By the way, how do we know it's Reb Meir? The Braisa says explicitly Divrei Reb Meir, which always makes it an easy way to find out that it's Reb Meir. It says explicitly Divrei Reb Meir. Hamani Reb Meir hidamar ein zika. So really, we hold yesh zika, and this Braisa is going like Reb Meir. Frek de Gemara, Reb Meir holds ein zika. Mi svir le Reb Meir ein zika. Does Reb Meir hold ein zika vatna? We learned in a Mishnah. This is in a Mishnah on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Arba Achim, four brothers. Shnayim Mehem Nesuim Shtei Achoyos. Two were married to two sisters. Umesu Hanesuyin Ho Achoyos. And the two sisters okay, you have four brothers. Reuven and Shimon were married to Rachel and Leah. Reuven and Shimon died, and now Rachel and Leah fall to Levi and Yehuda. Now, obviously, one falls from Reuven and one falls from Shimon. The thing is, if you hold Yesh Zika, then each sister that I'm marrying is Achois Zekukasa, yeah? So if you hold Yesh Zika, you can't marry any of the sisters. So, Hareilu Cholzoi Soloi Mesiabmais. You do Chalitza to each one, but you can't do Yibam. Says the Gemara, wait a second. This is a Stam Mishnah. We know Stam Mishnah, Reb Meir. Says the Gemara, V'isaka daitach sav Reb Meir ein zika. If Reb Meir holds ein zika, then why would Reb Meir hold you can't do Yibam? Why can't Levi do Yibam to Eishes Reuven and Yehuda do Yibam to Eishes Shemain? And I am marrying Achayis Kukasai ein zika. If this Tana, if Reb Meir holds ein zika and this Stam Mishnah is Reb Meir, then why would Reb Meir say you can't do Yibam? Bisakadaitach sav Reb Meir ein zika. Hani mitrei bati kaasen. These come from two different houses. Haile yabim chada v'haile yabim chada. Let Levi be miyabim one and let Yehuda be miyabim the other. Says the Gemara, la'oilam ein zika. Really, Reb Meir holds ein zika. If he holds ein zika, why can't Levi do Yibam to Eishes Ruvain and Yehuda do Yibam to Eishes Shemain? No, really ain't Zika. But you know why I can't do Yibam to one? Mishum de Kasavar Aser Levatel Mitzvah Yevamin. Reb Meir is of the opinion it is Aser to nullify the Mitzvah of Yibam. De Dilma, because maybe Adam Yabim Chad Mayasidach. Because maybe instead of doing Yibam to one, maybe Adam Yabim Chad, while I'm waiting to do Yibam to one, Mayasidach, the other one will die. Meaning by the time, let's say Levi did Yibam to Eishes Ruvain, by that time, Yehuda will die. And what's going to happen with Eishes Shimon if Yehuda dies? You will not be able to do Yibam to Eishes Shimon. Why? Because she is Achois Isha. I give her Chalitza. No, she's not. She's Achois Isha. She's not Zokuk to you. The Kabalta Batalta Mitzvah Yevamin. And you can be Mevata the Mitzvah of Yibam. So Reb Meir is Choshish for the Miot. By the way, there's a Sefer coming out that explains why is Reb Meir Choshish for the Miot? That's because since Rav Meir holds that we're always banim, which means that even if we're rishayim merushayim, there's still a small redeeming quality in us that we don't ignore and we could still hone in on. But anyway, I don't want to get into that. You might think I'm partial to Rav Meir or something. But anyway, the Rav Meir is choshish for the miyot, and Rav Meir is worried. Dilma adimiyam imchad ma'yisidach. Maybe by the time you do Yibam to one, the other guy will die, and now you won't be able to do Yibam. Frak the Gemara, what's the problem? The E ain't Zika, but if Rameir holds ain't Zika, Tibatel! Why can't you be Mavatel? Mitzvahs Yivamin! Why? Now what is... What would ain't Zika have to do with Mitzvahs Yivamin? Says the Gemara, V'i ein zika tibato daha Ram Gamliel amar ein zika. Ram Gamliel holds ein zika. Umutter levato mitzvah yivamin. And Rav Gamliel holds, you're allowed to be mevato the mitzvah yivam, the Tanan, Ram Gamliel oimer. Ram Gamliel says, im miyana, miyana. If she does miyun, she could do miyun. V'im loy miyana, and if she doesn't do miyun, tamtin ad shetagdil. Wait until she grows up. V'teitse halazu, and let the Yivama go out, Mishamachay Sisha. What in the world does this mean? It says Gemara, Gamliel, look at Rashi. The Tanan Ram Gamliel Oimer, look at Rashi. Rashi says like this. Shnei Achin Asun Shtei Achayus. You have two brothers married to two sisters. Reuven and Shimon married to Rachel and Leah. Achas gedoyla v'achas katana. Rachel is a gedoyla and Leah is a katana. Umeis bala shol gedoyla. And Leah's husband dies. V'nafla l'fnei bala katana. Now Leah falls to Reuven. The only thing is, Reuven is married to Rachel. The only thing is, Rachel is a katana and she could nullify the marriage at any moment, making that Leah would fall in Yibam. Malamdin es a katana l'mam v'bal. We teach the katana to do miyon. Velakar nisueha, and to be oiker her marriage, kidei liyabe mezu, in order to do yibum to this woman, shezikasa shazu chamura, because the truth is, once Leah is zakuk, the zika of Leah asers the katana on Reuven. Shalohayu nisueha gemurim, because Reuven's wife was not marriage to Rachel was not complete because Shema Timoin. So we say like this: Rachel do miyon, because we don't want you to stay with him because the zika of Leah is more chamor to aser the katana on him. Ulekach, and therefore loy toitzi azu mishamachos isha. We don't want you to get rid of Leah because of Achos Isha, because you're only married to Rachel Medrabanan. But Ram Gamliel says, Emiana Miana. If Rachel wants to do Mion, let her do Mion. V'tisyabim ha'gdoila. And you could do Yibam to the Gdoila. V'imlav, and otherwise, Tamtin Gdoila ad shetagdo katana. Otherwise, let the Gdoila wait until the katana grows up. The yival, and then Reuven will have bia. The yu kedushin gemur will be a full fledged kedushin. The teitze gedoyla mishamachis isha. Alma ein zika. Now we see Ram Gamliel clearly holds ein zika because otherwise he would not allow this katana to stay with Reuven because it's achis kukasai. Midashari katana aleha, from the fact that the katana is mutter to him, umutter levata mitzvahs yivamin. Ram Gamliel holds ein zika, and it's mutter to stay with the katana be mevata the mitzvah yibum. So why are we saying that Rav Meir holds ein zika, but aser levata mitzvahs yivamin? But we know Ram Gamliel holds ein zika and mutter levata mitzvahs yivamin. Says, what kind of question is that? What does Gamliel have to do with Rav Meir? Amar le Ram Gamliel, Rav Meir, Karamis? You're asking me to see Ram Gamliel, Rav Meir? Rav Meir holds ein zika aser levata mitzvah yivamin, and Gamliel holds ein zika and mutar levata mitzvah yivamin. Says the Gemara, no, here's our question. How could it be that there's such an extreme achlekes that Rav Meir is choishesh for a miyot, that you can't do yibum to one sister because the other brother might die? So Rav Meir is choishesh for a miyot, for a safek, loy hachi kamrina. This is the question. Rav Meir chayesh afilu sveika, that we're afraid that while you do yibum, the other guy will die. And Rav Gamliel afilu vaday loy chayesh. Rav Gamliel is not even choishesh for a vaday. For example, we say, stay with this woman, and you'll do bia, and then thereby you'll be mavata, the mitzvah yivamin. Why is it that Rav Meir is so far, so extreme, that he's not choishesh, even that Rav Meir is choishesh for a miyot to say, aser levata mitzvah yivamin, and Rav Gamliel is not even choishesh for a vaday? So Gemara says, what's the problem? There are different people. Dilma man deloy chayesh afilu levaday loy chayesh. Maybe the one who's not choishesh is not even choishesh for vaday. Bitul mitzvah yivamin. Uman de chayesh, and Rav Meir was choishesh afilu sveika chayesh. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening. And in your zechus, we got through the page, although it was not an easy day for me. And Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow night, we will try to get through Yud Ches Amud Beis. And in the meantime, wishing everyone a wonderful night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.